好，然后你作为开始祷告，然后请 David 给我们讲课。
Lord, we do pray that you will guide us this afternoon, this evening, this morning, as the case may be. We pray that we will learn what we should learn from the Word of God. We pray that we might live lives that would please you.
主啊，我们感谢你，无论是早上还是晚上，根据我们所处的不同的地方，我们盼望今天能够学到你希望我们学到的真理，也希望我们能够活出我们学到的真理。
And so as we continue our studies as what the church is and should be, we pray that you will teach us at this time.
就我们继续学习教会是什么，以及应该怎么样运作，我们祈求您今天继续教导我们。
And so we just commit ourselves to you now, asking you to speak to us through David.
主，我们现在就把我们交在你的手中，也求您借着 David 对我们说话。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Harold. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And I look forward to sharing with you from the Word of God on the subject of finances.
很高兴今天跟大家在一起。我今天要跟大家分享的是关于这个财务的这个方面的信息。
I want to begin by telling two stories, one about Hudson Taylor and one about George Mueller.
那一开始呢，我想给大家讲两个故事，一个呢是关于戴德生的，一个是关于 George Mueller, 乔治穆勒弟兄的。
Hudson Taylor went to China when he was a young man in his early 20s.
那戴德生弟兄呢是在他20岁出头的时候就去了中国。
He went there to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他去那里呢是去传讲耶稣基督的福音的。
Many of the missionaries of his day went and lived in the large cities, the coastal areas, of China.
那个时候呢很多属实的人到中国去传福音呢都是住在沿海的大城市。
But he had the desire to go to the inland part of China, where there were vast numbers of people and vast villages and towns and cities.
但是他的这个意愿呢是走到中国的内地去，因为在那里有很多的乡镇，有很多的城市，有很大量的人口。
And he began to do that, but he realized he needed more co-workers.
那他开始做这件事情的时候，他意识到他需要很多的同工。
He began to pray to the Lord for co-workers, and he would write letters back to Great Britain, expressing the need for co-workers.
然后他就会跟神祷告啊，求神赐给他同工。他也写信写回英国，跟大家说他需要很多的同工。
Eventually, there were 800 workers who joined Hudson Taylor in bringing the gospel to inland China.
那后来呢就有800个同工啊从英国到从这个世界各地到中国去和哈森和戴德生一起呢把福音带给中国内地的人。
Through his efforts, thousands of Chinese people became believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in the late 1800s.
所以就在这个19世纪当中这个世纪里面因着戴德生他们的努力呢就有成千上万的中国人信主得救了。
But he believed in a principle about finance that was very important.
但是呢他相信这个财务上的这个原则呢是非常重要的。
He believed that you should not advertise your needs, you should not ask other people for finances,but pray to God and ask God to provide for all of their needs.
那他认为呢就是神的工人呢不应该为自己做广告，不应该去跟人家讨钱，而是祷告求神，神会供应他所需要的一切财务的需要。
There were no letters sent out. There was no great advertising campaigns. Just praying to God that he would provide for all of these 800 workers and their families.
那他从来没有写过一封筹款的信，也没有做过大型的这种筹款的这个活动。那他所做的事情呢，就是向神祷告，求主供应他这800个童工以及他的家人的所有的需要。
Hudson Taylor labored for roughly 50 years in China under this principle.
那在中国工作的这个50年当中啊，戴德生都是依照这样的原则行事的。
He saw this principle in the Bible. He didn't see the Apostle Paul or Peter. He saw them trusting God, for their finances and for their needs.
因为他是从圣经中看出了这个，读出了这个原则，因为他看到使徒保罗、使徒彼得，他们都是完全信靠主来供应他们经济上的需要的。
There was another man around the same time named George Mueller. Who lived in England and cared for orphans.
那在同时期呢，在英国还有一个弟兄，他叫乔治·穆勒，他是开了很多孤儿院，照顾孤儿的。
George Mueller had an orphanage in Bristol, England.
他是在这个英格兰呢，Bristol 这个地方呢，开了一个孤儿院。
And this orphanage that operated for many years, it cared for over 2,000 orphans at one time.
那他呢，这个孤儿院开了很多年，他曾经一度呢照顾了2000个孤儿。
It was George Mueller also believed in the same principle of not asking the government or asking churches or asking other believers, but asking God alone to provide food and resources and whatever they needed at the orphanage simply by praying to God.
那乔治穆勒弟兄他也是信奉这个原则的。他认为不应该向政府讨钱，也不应该向教会和其他的信徒讨钱，而是要向神祷告，完全的依靠神供应他们所需的一切的食物还有其他的资源。
And he saw this principle also in the Bible.
那他也是在圣经里面看到了这样的原则。
He would pray a Bible verse from Psalm 82, I believe it is, where it says, open your mouth and I will fill it.
那他会引用圣经诗篇82篇的一句经文，他说，你大大张口，我就供应你。
I tell those two stories because they're about finances, about how God provides funds and resources and material needs through his own power and grace and movement in our lives.
那我之所以讲这两个故事呢，因为这两个故事都是跟财务有关的，他们都是完全依靠神来供应金钱，供应其他的资源，使他们的这个服事和生活能够继续下去的。
In the Old Testament, there is a principle where you must give 10% of your income.
那在旧约呢，有一个原则，就是你必须你收入的十分之一必须都奉献给神。
Every Israelite was required by Old Testament law to give 10% of his income, whether it be animals or grain or harvest, to give 10% to the priesthood and to the religious leaders, 10% of his income.
那在旧约律法呢，是要求每一个以色列人都要把他的收入的10%呢，交给这个祭司，包括这个收入，包括所有的，包括你的牲畜的所得，还有你的庄稼所得和其他一切收成所得。
Now this law was called the tithe, which means 10% in Hebrew, 10% of your income.
那这个规则呢就被叫做十一奉献。
But when you come to the New Testament, the word tithe is only used one time, and there's no instruction, and there's no example of the church or of Christians in the New Testament giving a tithe.
那在到新约以后呢，这个十一奉献这个词只出现了一次，而且没有关于这个方面的一些指示和教导，也没有哪个教会或者哪个基督徒做十一奉献这样的例子。
in the New Testament, the basic overall principle is this, that God puts on our hearts to give towards the needs that the needs of those who are laboring for the Lord in different places.
新约的这个原则是这样的，就是神把一个感动放在我们心里，让我们愿意为给那些就是全职服侍主为主劳苦的人呢奉献金钱。
Now the New Testament speaks a lot about money and about the resources that we have.
那新约里面讲了很多关于金钱以及我们所拥有的一切资源的这些方面。
One out of every six verses in Matthew, Mark, and Luke have to do in some way with money and with rich men and with resources and with laying up riches and wealth.
在马太、马可、路加这三卷福音书里啊，真的平均大概六节经文当中就会提到一次关于钱呢、资源呢、富人呢、穷人呢、物质啊这些方面的话题。
So we see that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke a lot about resources, a lot about finances and about money.
所以我们看啊，耶稣基督，主耶稣是在这个金钱，在资源等等这方面讲了很多的道理的。
So it's important for us to know what the Bible says about the use of our money to help the work of God.
所以我们作为基督徒啊，知道我们应该怎样使用钱来帮助神的工呢，是很重要的。
There are 38 parables the Lord Jesus told in the Gospels, and 12 of them are about money.
那主耶稣在福音书里面讲了38个比喻，其中12个呢是跟钱有关的。
So when we come to the New Testament, and when we come to the Acts and the writings of the Apostle Paul,we find money also in a very central place.
不管在福音书里还是使徒保罗写的书信里面，我们发现这个金钱啊都是一个中心话题。
I'm going to mention a couple of areas where money is mentioned, and then I want to ask Yan Ling if she will read 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2. So we could turn in our Bibles.To 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2.
我们现在把圣经翻到哥林多前书的16章1节和2节。
But before we read that, before I have Yan Ling read that, I want to mention this. In the second chapter of the book of Acts, we have believers helping other believers with their practical needs.
那我们在这读之前呢，我们先想到这个在使徒行传的二章里面啊，就提到就是信徒帮助别的信在实际需要上帮助别的信徒。
In chapter 4, in verses 32 to 37, we find believers voluntarily providing resources for those who were struggling financially.
然后在使徒行传的四章啊，二十七节不对，三十二节到三十七节里面，
In chapter five
也讲到这个信徒啊，在筹款帮助那些有需要的基督徒。然后在第五章
，In chapter five of the book of Acts, we find Ananias and Sapphira lying about giving the sale of some property to the Lord.
然后在五章里面，使徒行传五章有讲到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉呢，他们在卖地的钱上呢，对神撒谎。
In chapter 6, we find that the believers gathered their funds together and distributed to the widows, and deacons were asked to handle those funds.
然后在第六章一开头，我们就看到就是他们向这个寡妇啊供应他们的日常所需，而且为这事呢单独特别的选出这个执事来管理这事。
In chapter 11, there was a famine in Jerusalem, and believers in different areas raised funds and sent them to the struggling saints in Jerusalem.
然后我们在使徒行传的十一章里面看到那个时候耶路撒冷发生了大饥荒，那就有其他地方的信徒呢，他们筹款来帮助正在这个饥荒中受苦挣扎的基督徒们在耶路撒冷。
So money is a big issue. It's all through the letters of, all through the teaching of the Lord Jesus, all through the book of Acts and the letters. And so we want to dig into this tonight, look at it and study it for ourselves.
所以呢金钱呢是一个很大的话题，是一个很重要的话题。所以不管在福音书里还是在使徒行传还是在后面的这个使徒的书信里面呢都讨论了很多，所以我们今天呢也要重点来看这个话题。
Now I want to ask Yanling if she will read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verses 1 and 2.
好，我给大家读一下哥林多前书16章的一节和二节。他说论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献凑。
Now, in this passage, the Apostle Paul is going to visit the church at Corinth, and he tells them, when I come, I don't want any collections.
那这两节讲的就是使徒保罗呢，他准备要到哥林多教会去。他说，我来的时候呢，我不希望看到你们那时候先来筹款。
It was a very common practice for churches in the days of the New Testament, and even today, to have a collection from the believers. And take that money and then help workers, those who are widows, those who are poor, help them financially, share with them.
那时候的教会包括现在的教会的一个普遍的做法呢就是会收奉献，然后呢去帮助神的仆人，神的工人，还有帮助那些穷人和寡妇。
Now, notice what he says in verse 2. He says, on the first day of the week,Each of you should lay aside a sum of money, keep it with his income. But when I come, I don't want any collections to be taken.
我们看第二节，他说每逢七日第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着。他说我来的时候呢，我不希望我在我来的时候看到你们在收奉献。
So there's a number of important principles from these two verses, about money.
那从这两节经文里呢关于金钱呢有很多重要的原则。
Now notice with me, he says, when I come, I don't want any collections to be taken.
他说免得我来的时候献凑，就是保罗说我来的时候你们不要收奉献。
Now why does he say that? What lesson do we learn from the Apostle Paul saying no collection should be taken when I come?
那我们从使徒保罗这句话里面就是说他说我来的时候你们不要收奉献中能够学到什么呢
I think the lesson is this, that in giving and providing for the needs of others, no, there should be no pressure to give a certain amount of money.
那我们能学到的功课呢是这样的就是你去拿出你的金钱去帮助别人呢不应该在有压力的情况下去做这件事情。
Paul says, when I stand there and I preach and I explain to you the things that I'm doing and where I am traveling, he said, and if there were collections, there would be pressure for you to give a lot of money to me, because I'm present with you right there.
他说保罗说我要在你们当场的时候呢我会给你们讲道我也会给你们讲我是怎么四处旅行传道的我是怎么做工的然后那个时候如果收奉献呢你们就会感到很大的压力要去多给。
So this is an important principle, and we should consider it, in our day today, that we should not put any strong pressure on believers. They have to be a willing giver.
所以这是我们要学的一个教训，一个功课，就是在今天，我们信徒奉献应该是怀着捐得乐意的心，他们是愿意捐的，而不是在强大的压力下被迫捐。
One of the great principles in the New Testament is that it is from a cheerful heart, from a willing heart, from a heart that God has worked in. That person then gives willingly to others.
所以新约的一个总体原则呢，就是你奉献金钱呢，是要有一颗捐得乐意的心的，你是一个高兴的心的，是神在你心里做工以后，你自己心甘情愿乐意这样做的。
It wasn't that way in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, you're forced to give. Now in the New Testament, in the New Testament church, you are giving out of the love that you have for the Lord Jesus, out of a willing heart, you give towards his people and the needs that there are.
那这跟旧约不同啊，旧约在这个十一奉献上是你必须要这样做的，是强迫你这样做的，但在新约呢，他的这个动机是要出于对主耶稣基督的爱的，是一颗愿意的心，你愿意去帮助别人，愿意去资助神的仆人的。
Now let's look at a couple of principles here about the collections that will take place, the giving that takes place in a local church.
我们现在再来看一下在这个地方教会收奉献的几个原则。
Notice the first thing, it should be regular. He says, upon the first day of the week, there should be some giving that takes place, a collection that should be takes place. It should be regular, every first day of the week.
首先呢，它应该是常规进行的，就是这里面提到每个七日的第一日啊，就是每一个星期天都应该这样做，都应该收奉献，是常规的。
Now he says also in addition to be regular, it says every person should lay aside a certain sum.
然后除了常规这一点呢，还有一个就是他说个人呢要把自己的要抽出来一些钱留在那里。
Some translations say they should lay aside in a storehouse, in a special place, lay aside a certain amount and keep that, and out of that storehouse, then give to the Lord's work.
那还有的翻译呢版本是说他们要把一些进项呢抽出来留在一个专门储存的地方比如说仓库啊或者哪里，然后等着一起在收奉献的时候把它拿出来奉献给主。
I want to say a few things about this storehouse or this principle of laying aside a certain amount.
所以我们来思考一下这个这里这个说的这个把一些进项抽出来留着，或者把它先存到一个仓库里，或存到一个某一个特别的地方。
I think it's good every week to consider your income and how much you will give when there's a collection in the local church. You pray about it.You think about it before the Lord, and then you give that amount, on a weekly basis.
所以我是觉得这样做很好，就是你每个星期啊，你都在主的面前祷告，你想一下你的这个收入，然后再想一下你要拿出多少钱来奉献给主。
He says, it should be keeping with the amount of money that you have according to his income.According to how the Lord has blessed that person, that person sets aside a certain amount and he gives to the work of the Lord.
然后这里还讲到呢，他个人要照自己的进项抽出来，就是从你有的东西，从神已经祝福给你的收入当中，你抽出一部分来奉献给主。
I personally think, and I practice a certain principle, is I keep money set aside.And I give a certain amount each week, but I keep some set aside for when a need arises for a work or a believer or someone has a special need. I have a special storehouse. I have a special money set aside where I can go to it and give from that amount of money to whatever arises.
那我自己呢也照这些原则呢操练过，就是我除了每个星期的这个奉献以外呢，我还会存一些钱在所谓的我的这个账户里或者是一个特别的地方存着，然后等到有一些突发的这个需要一些这个教会或者是其他信徒的需要的时候，我能够从我存的这些钱里面，就是预先存的这些钱里面拿出来帮助他们。
You could have a certain amount in a checking account, or you can have a certain amount of money you keep in your home, and that when a missionary comes by, or there's a need of another believer who has a financial need, you can go out and give from that amount and give to that person right away.
对，你可以在你的这个银行账户里面单独 存一笔钱，也可以在你的家里存一些现金，然后等到什么时候教会哪个信徒有需要的时候，或者是有传教士路过你们这个地方的时候，你马上就能可以把这些钱拿出来给他们。
I've had many occasions where I've had a missionary in my home, or I've had believers in our home, and a financial need has arisen. They've told me about a financial need, and I'm able to go and give to that person immediately, and contribute towards that financial need.
我还记得很多次传教士在我家里到我家里来，或者有其他的信徒到我家里来，他们会提出他们在这个财务上有这个需要，我就马上能够把钱拿出来给他们。
So there should be no pressure. We should set aside a certain amount.
所以你看这几个原则，一个呢就是不要有压力，第二个呢就是你要事先把一些钱呢存下来。
It should be regular, the first day of the week.
还有就是它是常规的进行的，就是每周都要有一次的。
But look at another principle we have here for a moment, and that's in verse 2.
我们再看一下第二节提到的另外一个原则。
It says in verse 2, let each one of you set aside a certain amount. It's personal.
他是个人都要照自己的进项抽出来留着，就是说这是一个个人的事情，就是每个人做自己的。
He says every believer should do this. He says not just the leaders, not just the elders, every believer who loves the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they should set aside a certain amount and give towards the work of the Lord.
也就是说每一个基督徒都应该这样做，不只是教会的长老或者教会的领袖他们要这样做，是每一个基督徒都要把一些钱存下来用在这个主的工作上面。
Many years ago, I received a kind of a small gift in the mail from a family in Florida.
那很多年前呢，我在信箱里面收到一个从这个佛州的一个家庭寄来的信。
It was actually not the family, it was actually the youngest son in that family gave me the gift.
收来的一个奉献呢，他不是这个家的全体给他写的，而是这个家呢最小的那个儿子给他的这个钱。
He was only about 14 years old and he began his first job working in a grocery store.
他那个时候只有14岁，那他就在这个一个杂货店里打工。
And he was burdened, and he had the desire to set aside a little bit of money every week to give towards a missionary or someone in the Lord's work.
那他就有这样的感动呢，他每周呢都把一些钱存下来，要给到这个传教士或者其他主的工人。
See, he was following this principle.Let every one of you, a young believer, an older believer, every one of you, set aside a little bit to the Lord's work.
所以你看这个年轻的孩子呢，他就遵循了这样的原则，就是不管你是年纪大的还是年纪小的，每个人都从自己的进项里抽出一点钱来存在那里，用在神的工上。
And so we see some principles in this passage here, personal principles, principles about collections and how each believer contributes towards the work of the Lord by giving on a regular basis each Sunday, each first day of the week, each Sunday morning.
我们在这里看到啊，这个关于奉献的一些原则，它是一个个人化的事情，它是每个人在定期的在每个星期第一天，然后把存的钱预先存的钱拿出来供给神，献给神工作。
This is how the Lord provides for his work. He provides as believers give to the local church, and he also provides as individuals give personally to the Lord's work.
所以这就是主啊供应他自己的工作的方式，就是一个地方教会他收集奉献，也每个人他也是用这样的把钱存下来给主献给主这样的方式来供应他的神的工作的需要的。
I want to look at a couple of principles with you about the local church and how how finances should be handled, how monies should be distributed, how God has put into his scriptures, into his word, about how the New Testament.
我接下去给大家讲一点这个关于地方教会在这个财务管理上的一些原则，就是地方教会如何处理财务，如何处理这个奉献的钱，怎么样分配这些钱呢，到应该去的地方。
Now, I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 11 and verse 29.
好，我们翻到使徒行传的11章的29节。
So, in the days of the New Testament, there was a famine that took place in the city of Jerusalem, and there was great hunger, and there was great difficulty. And back in those days, there was no governmental, resources. There was no government giving to them, some money to help them through a difficult time.
在新约的那个时，这个书信写着的这个时代呢，在耶路撒冷有一次大饥荒，到处呢都是饥饿的人，人们呢受很多的苦，而且那个时候要是遇到饥荒呢，你是不能指望政府给你提供帮助的，那个时候没有政府的这样的援助。
Believers, Christians, those who knew the Lord helped other believers. With their resources. If there was one in need, other believers helped those families in need.
所以那个时候呢，就要靠其他的信主的人，基督徒们去帮助那些有需要的基督徒们。
So here in verse 29, I'm going to ask Yan Ling to read verse 29 and 30, please.
好，我给大家读一下《使徒行传》的11章的29节和30节。于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄，他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
So, this verse is about believers who are in a place called Antioch, an area in Turkey,a couple of hundred miles away from Jerusalem.
那这些门徒是哪里的？是安提阿教会的，是距离耶路撒冷大概200英里的地方的这个教会的门徒。
Now the believers in Antioch wanted to help the believers in Jerusalem and send a gift to them.
所以安提阿教会的这个基督徒呢，他们想要帮助耶路撒冷的基督徒，要给他们捐钱。
It says in verse 29, to help brothers living in Jerusalem, Judea.
所以29节他说要送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
Now notice what it says in verse 29, a very important principle. It says the disciples, each according to his ability.
所以我们看29节这里面提出了一个很重要的原则，他说门徒啊，照个人的力量捐钱。
Every believer, according to his ability, contributed.
也就是说，每一个人，每一个基督徒都是照他自己的力量在奉献。
Every believer was involved in giving towards this need.
而且每一个信徒呢，他都参与到这个供应别人需要的这个捐赠的活动当中了。
I want to share something we do in our local fellowship here based upon this verse.
那我给大家分享一下，就基于这句经文的原则，我们这地方教会是怎么做的。
We have an opportunity. We provide an opportunity for all the believers to contribute towards a particular missionary project.
那我们是给每一个基督徒都有同样的机会啊，让他们能够参与到这个传教士的一个项目当中。
Not every church will do things a little bit differently. I'm just sharing what we do here at our local church in Florida.
当然每一个教会的这个做法呢都略有不同，我只是给大家分享我们在佛罗里达的这个地方教会的做法。
Twice a year,We pray about having some kind of missionary project.
那每年每两年一次呢，我们都会为一些传教士的这个项目的祷告。
Recently, a missionary came and told us how in the country of Kenya, so few believers in local churches have Bibles.
然后最近呢，有一个从肯尼亚来的这个传教士呢，他给我们讲他们当地的需要很多的圣经。
The people in Kenya speak two major languages. They speak Swahili and they speak the Maasai language.
那这个当地的这个信徒呢，他们说两种主要的语言。
And so we decided that we would have a project and we would try to buy Bibles, contribute towards this, buy Bibles and send the funds to Kenya.
那我们呢对此就成立了一个这样的项目，我们就筹钱，然后买这两种语言的圣经呢送到这个肯尼亚去。
It was so amazing to me to see how all the believers, came together to give towards this project. The disciples, all of the disciples in our little fellowship, our fellowship, giving towards this project.
所以对于我来说啊，真的非常震惊啊，就是我们教会，我们这个小小的地方教会的所有的信徒啊，他们都积极的参与到这个项目当中来。
We decided to do it a little differently. Instead of having the assembly as a whole just give one gift, we decided to set aside $500 and then all the other believers could add to that amount. Disciples could give as according to their ability towards this project.
那我们想用一个不同的做法，我们这次不是准备以整个教会的名义呢就捐一笔款，而是呢我们先拿出500块钱来，然后让所有的信徒呢都在这个基础上可以自己往里添钱，就是拿出自己的那部分。
It's based upon this verse. The disciples, each of them, gave towards the need of those in famine in Jerusalem.
那我们所依据的原则呢，就是根据这句经文的，就是每一个基督徒呢，他们都按照自己的力量呢，去帮助那些有需要的信徒。
There was a great need. Every believer gave, and then that sum of that gift was sent to the believers in Jerusalem.
那当时呢，就是有这样的需要，然后把所有的信徒的这些奉献都集中起来，然后一起送到耶路撒冷去。
When we had this Bible project for Kenya, I was amazed. I was amazed to see how much believers gave towards this project. And year by year, I'm amazed. Sometimes we support a school or some other missionary project, but to see believers contributing is a wonderful thing.
所以当我们做这个肯尼亚的圣经的这个捐赠项目的时候呢，我真的是非常的震惊啊，看到每一个信徒都参与其中啊，真的是让人很高兴，而且每一次我们搞这个活动呢都让我很震动，不有的时候我们是捐赠一个学校，有的时候是其他的这个传教士的项目，但每一次都是大家都是积极的，每个人都参与的。
Now we'll come back to this principle later, but notice verse 30. In chapter 11.
好，我们等会儿再讲这个原则，我们再看看三十节。
Notice how they sent the gift, not with one person, but with two people.
三十节看到，他们把这个钱送出去啊，不是只派一个人的，而是派两个人。
They sent it by Barnabas and Paul.
他们派了巴拿巴和保罗两个人。
Now why did they send it with two people?
他们为什么要送两个派两个人呢？
Why not just one person?
为什么一个人不行吗？
They want to avoid, and we'll come to this principle later on, they want to avoid any kind of suspicion that any theft or any mishandling of those funds would take place. So two people were sent and bringing that gift to the believers in Jerusalem.
那他们是要为了避免任何怀疑，就是对这个如果只派一个人的话，对这个人他们会不会偷钱，会不会乱用这个钱，而产生的怀疑才这样做的，所以他们要派两个人。
since we're talking about that, let's continue on that subject. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
好，既然我们讲到这里呢，我们就继续这个话题。我们翻到哥林多后书的八章。
2 Corinthians 8, there's another occasion where a gift is going to be sent to the believers at Jerusalem, and this time from the churches in Macedonia and Corinth. And Paul writes to them about how the gift should be sent.
那这一次这里面讲的另外一个例子也是把这个捐献的款项呢送到哪里，应该是也是耶路撒冷吧，是但是他是从马其顿的教会送去的。
I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read in chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians verses 20 and 21.
好，我给大家读一下哥林多后书的八章的20和21节。他说，这就免得有人因我们收的捐银很多就挑我们的不是，我们留心行光明的事，不单在主面前，就在人面前也是这样。
So he says here that when they send the gift, we want to avoid any criticism of the way that we send this generous gift. We are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of men. So a number of people were used to send that gift to the believers in Jerusalem.
所以就是因为要免得有人呢挑他们的不是，挑他们的错处，所以他们要多派不止一个人去做这件事情。
They want to show themselves honest before the eyes of men.
他们要在人的面前呢显明他们是诚实的。
Remember in the book of Acts, when monies were distributed to the Greek widows and the Jewish widows, it was done by five men. Five men distributed, care for the monies, distribute the monies to those in need.
还记得《使徒行传》应该是四章吧，讲到就是在给希腊的寡妇和这个犹太的寡妇分配每日的供应的时候呢，这件事情上他们选出了五个人来专门做这件事情。
Here in the state of Florida, there was a man, an old.Kindly old gentleman, older gentleman, who was asked to leave a local church, put out of fellowship.
那在我们佛罗里达地方呢，曾经有一个老绅士啊，他被要求要离开这个当地的地方教会。
He had been handling the finances of a local church all by himself.
因为他是一个人在管理这个地方教会的财务的。
Over time, it was discovered, over 20 years, it was discovered that he was stealing money from the local church.
那后来发现，在长达20年的时间里面啊，他一直在从这个地方教会的这个钱里面去偷钱。
Outwardly, he looked like the kindest, most honest person you could ever imagine.
那他外表呢看起来呢是你能够想到的一个最和善的最好的一个人了，最诚实的一个人了。
But you know, if one person is handling the funds, the temptation is too great.
但是我们要知道，如果是只有一个人来处理这个财务的问题的话，对他的试探来说就太大了。
It is a protection to that person and a protection to the whole assembly.Is very wise. Good.
所以这样做的不仅是对他个人的保护，不仅是对地方教会的保护，也是对他个人的保护。
It is so wise to have more than one person handling and sometimes writing the checks, two signatures, double signatures on the checks that are given out to avoid any suspicion.
所以有至少两个人来管理这个财务呢是很明智的，有的时候可以用这个支票啊需要双签这样的方式来这个制约。
And so this is a principle we see in the New Testament. It's clearly explained, have more than one person to avoid criticism in the eyes of men.
所以这是我们在新约里面能看到一个非常清楚的原则啊，就是为了避免在人的面前呢有不适有错处的话，我们要尽量不要我们要多于一个人来在管理财务的问题。
another principle, and I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn to 3 John. There's 1 John, 2 John, and then the little epistle of 3 John.
好，我们还有一个原则呢，是在有约翰三书，约翰一书、二书、三书、三书里面。
3 John verses 7 and 8.
第七和第八节。
I'm going to ask Yan Ling to read that, please.
好，我给大家读一下，约翰三书七节八节，因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
Now, in verse 7 it says this, believers, those who are workers, they went out serving the Lord, taking no gift from those who are unbelievers.
所以我们看第七节里面说啊，他说他们这些人为主的名出外工作，对于外邦人是一无所取的。
And he says, we as believers ought to show hospitality and support those workers ourselves.
所以他说我们呢，就是我们基督徒呢，应该来这个接待这样的人呢，
So this is a principle,
用我们的方式来支持他们。
This is a principle I think we have in the New Testament. We are not to take gifts towards the work of the Lord Jesus Christ from those who are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想这是一个新约的一个原则，就是我们不能从还不信的人那里面去收钱来支持主耶稣基督的福音的工作。
The Lord's people should support the Lord's servants.
那主的民呢，要去支持主的工作。
And I am so very, very glad to see the generosity, the great generosity of the Lord's servants providing for individual missionaries, the foreign field, whatever projects are needed. The Lord's people are very gracious and generous.
就我非常看到啊。非常高兴看到就是神的仆人们他们真的在支持远方的工作支持传教士支持神国的其他的项目上啊他们是非常非常慷慨的。
Now there's another principle, and we're going to take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12.
好，我们接下去翻到哥林多后书的八章十二节，讲另外一个原则。
I'm going to ask Yan Ling to read verse 12.
好，我给大家读一下八章十二节。因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
It says in my Bible, a man should give, a man says A man should give according to what he has, not according to what he does not have.
所以这里说是照他所有的，而不是照他所无的。
This is very important. We do not operate on pledges or faith promises or faith pledges or a desire to give so much, but we give what we possess.
所以我们不是根据我的想要做的事情或者我的许诺去做事，而是从我现在有的东西里面拿出来。
Sometimes there are special missionary dinners and there's special pressure to make pledges and promises to support a missionary or support a certain missionary organization, and you promise to give, but sometimes you have financial problems and you can't give.
那有的时候也发生过这样的情况，在一些传教士的这个工作的晚餐上啊，有些人呢他会就是应许啊，他会承诺他将要给这个传教士或者其他什么项目捐献多少多少钱，但其实那个是他当时没有的，但后来呢他发现他自己有财务的困难，他所应许的他所答应的给的钱呢也拿不出来。
So we should give according to our ability. Unbelievers should not give, should not, gift should not be received from unbelievers. finances should be handled by two or more believers. And, yeah.
所以我们刚才讲了三个原则，我们再重复一下。一个就是这个财务的事情呢，处理呢要两个人以上。那还有呢，就是不能向这个不信的人收取捐款。还有呢，就是我们是根据自己已经有的来捐，而不是就是空口许诺没有的。
Who should receive gifts from the local church or gifts from individual believers?
那谁可以就是接受地方教会或者是个人信徒的这个资助呢，捐款呢？
When we look at the New Testament, we see four areas, four primary areas. There can be more than that, but I want to mention these four areas.
我们从新约里面能够看到四个主要的方面，可能多于四个，但是我今天的主要讲这四个主要的方面。
There are needy widows with no means of support for their lives and for their expenses.
一个呢就是有需要的寡妇，他们没有自己养生的方式。
In the New Testament, if a woman did not have a husband or did not have any surviving children, she had no visible means of support. There's just no resources for her. So widows were cared for by the local church.
所以在新约时代，如果一个妇人她没有丈夫，也没有就是其他的子女的话呢，她是完全没有养活自己的能力的，她需要教会来帮助。
Those who were in need, whether it be famine, whether it be the poor, whether they're just being in financial difficulty, the local church would care for those who were in want and who had a material need.
那还有那些呢，因为贫穷或者因为饥荒导致他这个生活所需缺乏的这些人呢，教会也要帮助的。
We have had situations in our local assembly where a man, a husband, lost a job, was out of work for a period of time, and we would pay the rent and we would buy groceries and try to help that family as much as we could.
那在我们教会呢也有过这样的情况，就是这家的丈夫呢他失业了，而且失业了一段时间，那我们教会呢帮助他付了这段时间的房租，帮助他们买这个生活用品，尽我们的所能来帮助他。
And then we see that the Lord's workers, the Apostle Paul, he received financial gifts. And other workers received financial gifts from local churches and from individuals.
还有我们在新约里面看到神的仆人，神的工人呢，像使徒保罗还有其他的一些神的仆人呢，他们是接受地方教会以及个人信徒的捐赠的。
And then we see that gifts were given to whole groups of people who were suffering famine or had a need. And so gifts were given to a whole group of people.
还有呢我们也看到捐款呢是给到一群人的，他们是有需要的这样的一群人的，不是个别人，是一群人。
The last number of years we have sought to purchase Bibles for those in Africa. We purchased Bibles and shipped them to missionaries in India and other places.And these are kind of projects that we can be involved in.
还有比如说我们就是教会会买一些圣经，然后这个寄到印度或寄到非洲的传教士那里去，这是我们教会能够提供帮助的一个领域。
How are gifts distributed? They're distributed by a number of men who are in touch with the elders, and the elders oversee the giving of these gifts from the local assembly, local church.
那这些钱怎么分发出去呢？是要指定专门的人的，而且这些人呢是要跟教会地方教会的长老有联系的，在教会长老的监督下，然后处理这个钱的分派。
And what I would like to do in the remaining time that we have is I want to look at about 10 principles quickly. 10 principles about giving in the New Testament. We've looked at some of it already, but we want to look at just a few other principles, and then we're going to close off in prayer.
那在今天剩下的时间呢，我要给大家讲就是新约关于奉献的或者是捐款的这个十个原则，有些呢我们已经提到了，那还有一些呢我想要给大家讲一下。
These principles are financial principles for individuals.
那这些原则呢是个人的是给个人的财务方面的原则。
We looked at financial principles for the local church, how they are to give, how they are to project finances and so forth. But these principles are for individual giving in individual lives.
那我们刚才已经讲了作为地方教会一个整体他们是怎么处理奉献的问题，怎么分配奉献的名单。现在我们要讲的这十个原则呢是在个人的生活中的财务的一些原则。
The first principle is sacrificial.Giving should be sacrificial.
那首先呢这个你的捐赠呢是要奉献的，是要舍己的。
We see this over and over again, in the New Testament. We see the widow with two mites, a very poor widow, she gave sacrificially into the offering. But I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read verse 2 of chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians.
好，我们在新约里面读到这个两个寡妇一个寡妇捐献两个小钱到奉献箱里这个故事啊，它其实是就是用舍己的这个精神来奉献的。我们来看哥林多后书的八章二节。
In this verse in 2 Corinthians 8:2, it says that you, Corinthians, you went through a great trial and, you had extreme poverty, but you gave in rich generosity.
八章二节是这么说的，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
What a great description of sacrificial giving. You went through difficulty, you went through poverty, and yet you gave generously to the work of the Lord.
所以你看他们的这个捐献啊是多么大的一个舍己的奉献的，他们自己本来已经很穷了，还慷慨的把钱捐给别人。
In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 16, it says, to give and forget not, for such sacrifices God is well pleased.
我们看那个希伯来书的13章的16节啊，他说只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Now, the second principle is this. Give out of a willing heart.
那第二个原则呢就是要用愿意的心来捐赠。
Look at verse 3 of chapter 8. Chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians verse 3.
我们再看这个哥林多后书八章的三节啊。Should I read the verse?
Yes, yes, you can read verse 3.
Okay, 我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
It says they were willing of themselves. I testify that they were willing, they gave willingly to the work of the Lord.
所以在这里保罗说，我可以做见证了，他们是甘心乐意的去捐赠神的工作的。
As we go down a little bit in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we have the example of the Lord Jesus, and the motive for giving is the love and the grace of God.
我们接下去往下看，我们就看到就是在主里的这个捐赠啊，是出于爱主的这个心，这样的动机。
It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
我们看这个八章九节啊，就是还是这一章的九节，他说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
This is a chapter about giving sacrificially, giving willingly, and then the example of the Lord Jesus Christ is given.
所以这哥林多后书的八章这一章啊，讲的都是关于金钱奉献的这个原则。他讲到了是要有牺牲精神的奉献，是有甘心乐意的心的奉献。然后他就给出主耶稣基督自己的榜样。
The Lord Jesus is our model for giving.
主耶稣基督就是我们这个捐赠奉献的这个模板模范。
Grace or love is the motive, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, he became poor.
所以恩典和爱呀、啊、是我们这个动力呀、啊。所以这里面就说使你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足却为你们成了贫穷。
Another principle is this. It's an individual decision and we should be cheerful givers. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Yanling, could you read that please for us?
Okay. 另外一个原则呢就是是个人的而且是捐得乐意的。我们读一下哥林多后书的9:7。他说个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
It says every man, as he has purposes in his heart, it's plan, it's purposeful giving.
所以他这里讲个人要随本心所决定的，就是说这是他定好了的，就是他自己想好了的要捐多少。
It's his individual decision before the Lord.
这是他个人在神面前做的决定。
There's no set amount. No one says you should give this percent or 10%. Or $1,000, or $20, or $5. It's an individual decision that you make.
所以没有指定的一个金额或者一个比例啊，没有人告诉你说必须是多少百分比，十啊，还是要捐1000块啊，还是20块？没有，这都是个人自己的决定。
There's a time that in this local church that a family, a woman.Her mother passed away and left her an inheritance.
那在我们教会呢，曾经有这样一个姐妹，她妈妈去世了呢，给她留下了一笔遗产。
Out of that inheritance, it was a large inheritance. Out of that inheritance, she gave $10,000 to the local church. That was a large gift.
那这是一笔很大的遗产，她从这遗产当中拿出10,000块钱呢，捐给了我们地方教会，这是一个很大的一个笔捐献。
That has never happened before. It might not happen again.
那这在我们地方教会以前没有发生过，将来可能也不太会发生了。
But that was her individual decision.
但是这是她个人的决定。
Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, he gives. Not grudgingly, he gives as a cheerful giver.
所以这节说个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，要捐得乐意。
And this is a great principle. We give cheerfully to the Lord. There's no obligation. There's no one telling us what to give against our will. We give it according to our will, according as the Lord has led us.
所以这是一个很重要的原则，我们每个人都是高高兴兴的按照自己的决定去捐的，没有别人强迫我们，也没有别人告诉我们必须要捐多少钱，而是按照神放在我们心里的这个愿望心里的这个意念去捐的。
There's another principle, and that is this, advanced planning.
那还有一个原则呢，就是提前的计划。
It says every man, every one of you, set aside before you come to the meeting, before you give in a collection, you set aside in store how much you want to give.
这个原则也就是说呢，在你来参加聚会之前，来收奉献，来这个到收奉献之前的时候之前呢，你提前把一些钱呢，按照你的意愿把它存下来，然后在那个时候再给出来。
So there's advanced planning, but there's another principle, and I want us to go to 2 Corinthians 9:6-8.
那还有一个原则呢，是在哥林多后书的9:6-8里面。
This is a very true principle, and that is this. When you give to the Lord is no man's debtor, and he will give back to you.
那这个原则呢很重要，就是当你给神了以后呢，神绝对不欠你的钱，他不是一个欠账的人，他一定会再还给你的。
Now, in chapter 9 and verse 6 of 2 Corinthians, I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read that.
好，我给大家读一下哥林多后书的九章的六节，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Now, verse 5 says this, be ready to give a generous gift, not one grudgingly, but give one out of a free heart. But he says this, as you give sparingly, you will reap sparingly. As you give generously, you will reap generously.
那他这一节的前一节的上下文是这么说的，保罗劝他们啊，要把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，显出你们所捐的是乐意的，不是出于勉强。然后他接着第六节呢讲了这样的一个道理，就是你给的少的呢，你得的就少，你给的多的呢，得的就多。
I've seen this over and over again, and I've had people tell me this principle. As they give more and more to the Lord's work, they find that they somehow have more and more resources.
那我见证这样的事情啊，很多很多次了。我也不断的听到别人给我讲啊，他们自己的经历，就是他们越是给到把钱给神呢、啊，然后呢发现神给他们的资源就反倒越来越多。
Recently, in our local church, we raised a good amount of money for Bibles in Kenya, and but we saw people giving generously.In other areas, in the local church.
那最近我们教会呢，正在就是筹了款给那个肯尼亚，买这个圣经啊，我除了这个给这个项目捐款呢，我也看到其他的人呢，在其他的项目上，他们也非常慷慨的捐赠。
The more and more that we gave to the mission field, the more and more that we had to give.
那我们越是把越多的资源给到了这些传道的这个合场传道的工作呢，我们就发现我们有更多的资源可以往外给了。
As you give to the Lord, the Lord will give back to you. How that he does it, I don't know, but I know that he doesn't.
所以你只要给神呢，神就会给还给你。他是怎么做到呢？我不知道，但是呢，他的确就是这样做的。
There's another principle.
还有一个原则。
And this principle is this, giving is not losing, but gaining.
就是得就是你往外给呀、啊、不是损失而是得着了。
Now, it's different than the principle we just looked at. The principle we just looked at is God will give back to you. But this principle is giving is gaining.
所以这跟我们刚才讲的那个原则呢不一样。刚才那个原则是说你给神的神还会给你。那这里讲的原则就是你给出去呢就是得着了。
There's a verse in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20.
是马太福音的六章二十节。在这里有一句经文。
And I believe it's in regard to our giving to the Lord of our material resources.
我觉得这也是跟我们把我们的物质上的这个财富给献给神有关的这个原则。
He says, as you give, you are laying up for yourself treasures in heaven.
这讲的是就是你给出金钱给主的时候呢，你就是在天上积累财富了。
As you give, the Lord gives back to you. As you give, you're laying up for yourselves.Treasures in heaven.
所以当你奉献的时候呢，神还不但会更多的给你，而且他还在天上呢为你积累了财富。
Let's look at another principle, and that is in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12. And I want to ask Yan Ling if she will read that verse for us.
还有一个下面一个原则呢，是哥林多后书的九章十二节，我给大家。读一下九章十二节，因为办这供给的事，不单补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
Now it says this. It says, as you give a gift to the Lord's people, either to the local church or to someone directly, it blesses that person. It says in verse 12. But not only that. Look at the last part. Your generosity will result in thanksgiving.To God.
那这节经文讲的就是呢，当你奉献金钱给地方教会也好，给这个个人的这个基督徒也好呢，不仅是这个得着资助的这个人呢感谢你，而且不仅满足了他们的需要，而且呢叫许多人越发感谢神。
Our financial giving can result in one way or another into men and women giving praise to God for the way God has provided for their financial need.
所以我们给出金钱的奉献呢，总是会以这样或那样的方式啊，使不管男人和女人也好，他们为此感谢神，就是感谢神供应他们的所需，他们会因此赞美神。
As I mentioned before, we were giving some gifts to Kenya, some Bibles, and we gave 125 Bibles to a man who is working among the Maasai people, and he has started 3 or 4 assemblies among the Maasai.
刚才提到我们在给肯尼亚捐款，我们曾经捐圣经啊，我们曾经有把125本圣经呢给到一个信徒呢，他是在Maasai 这个地方服侍的，他在那里建了好几个教会。
He explained to me how many of these believers, the majority of them, 90%, did not have Bibles.
他跟我解释啊，说他们这些信徒在当地的这个 Maasai 这个地方的信徒啊，90%都没有圣经。
He mentioned about a Bible he gave to a man who was an unbeliever, and he came to faith in Christ.
他给我讲到曾经有一本圣经呢给了一个还没有信的人，那后来因为这本圣经呢他就成了信主的人。
He sent me a picture, of going to the prison, going to a prison in Kenya, in Western Kenya, and giving Bibles to some of the prisoners there, in that prison.
他也给我发了一张照片呢，是这个照片上讲的就是他去肯尼亚西部的一个监狱啊，他把这个圣经呢给到这个监狱的囚犯。
But one of the things he said, the people that receive these Bibles, they gave praise to God that they could receive a Bible and learn more about God.
他跟我说了这么一句话，他说凡是拿到圣经的人呢，他们都赞美神呢，赞美神给他们圣经，让他们可以读，可以学的，学习真理。
Whatever the need, whatever the want, when it is supplied, it brings praise to God.
所以不管这个需要是什么，缺乏是什么，当主供应了他们，满足了他们这个需要的时候呢，他们就会感谢赞美神。
Two other principles, and then we will close in a word of prayer.
那还再讲两个原则，我们就做结束的祷告。
We read in Matthew chapter 6, and it says this. It says, take heed that you give your gifts not to be seen of men. Give them secretly.
在马太福音的六章里面讲到，你们施舍的事啊，要行在暗中啊，就是施舍的时候不要让别人看见。
He says, take heed that you do not give your gifts to be seen of men, because if you do that, you have no reward in heaven from your heavenly Father.
他说让你施舍的时候不要被别人看见，否则呢你们就得不着天上父神的赏赐了。
Give your alms, give your gifts secretly.
所以你要把施舍的事呢行在暗中。
Give your gifts so only one person knows who you, what you gave, and that is God himself.
所以让你施舍的事只要有一个人知道就行了，这个人呢就是神自己。
You give privately to someone who is a believer or an unbeliever, you help them financially.
那你私下里给信徒或者不信的人呢给他们这个财务上的支持。
You give to the local church.
那有的时候你也会奉献给地方教会。
And you're giving secretly. No one else in that local assembly.No one else should know how much you give, what you give.
这些奉献呢，你都要行在暗中，都是要悄悄的做，任何人都没有必要知道你给了多少，给了什么。
It used to be in past generations, if a person gave generously, his name would be put up on a special board, how much money that he gave to the church.
那以前的时代呢，曾经有这样的做法啊，就是如果有人呢奉献的钱很多呢，会把他的名字啊，写在一块这个墙上的这个告示板上。
Names would be put into special, special magazines about how much money was given, for this project or that.
嗯，或者呢，把他的名字写在杂志上啊，就是他为这个项目或那个项目捐了多少钱。
This was very common practice in the 1800s.
嗯，但是在这个19世纪的时候，这种做法很普遍。
I remember George Mueller, reading of George Mueller, that when he began to have a local church in the orphanage, he refused to do that.
嗯。
Gifts would be all secretly given before God and to the work of God.
嗯，我还记得我读到这个乔治穆勒弟兄的这个经历的时候，记录的时候，他就曾经拒绝过这样做，他拒绝告诉别人，别人都给他捐了多少钱。
Then one last principle, and then we'll, I'm going to ask, Eric if he would close our time off in prayer. That is this, pay your debts off first.
那最后一个原则，然后讲完了，我们就请 Eric 给长老做结束的祷告。这个原则就是你先把自己的欠债付清。
Romans chapter 13 and verse 8 says, owe no man anything.
罗马书的13章8节说，凡事都不可亏欠人。
If you're in great debt, if you owe other people and you are in debt, you need to pay the debt off first.
嗯，那如果
give the things of the Lord.
你欠别人钱的话，你有欠账在外的话呢，你要先把债还上，然后你再奉献给神。
It's an unwise testimony, to give to the Lord, and the Lord would have you first pay off your debts, and then give to the work of the Lord.
嗯，所以这是一个不明智的见证啊，就是你总是要先把你自己的债还掉，然后再去给主，主总是希望你这样做的。
I was talking to someone who's connected to, a missionary organization, CMML. I was talking to someone at CMML, and when they counsel and they have opportunity to counsel a missionary.
嗯，那我曾经跟这个 CMML 这个组织啊，的工作人员了解过，这个 CMML 这个组织是什么呢？就是他们专门负责把这个捐款送到这个传教士的手里的。他们曾经去采访过这些传教士。
And they gave this bit of advice to those in the local church who are commending workers to be missionaries.
这个机构呢就给到地方教会啊一些建议，就是当这个地方教会差派这个传教士出去的时候啊，他认为他给了他们一些建议。
That before you go to the mission field, before you go to another area of the world to serve him, pay off all your debts in the country that you live in.
那这个机构给出的建议是什么呢？就是当你去到另外一个地方，另外一个国家去做传教士之前呢，你先把你在当地欠的债先还清。
You would have no encumbrances here financially. You would have no, obligations. You would have no ties here financially. You'd be free to go to another country and serve him.
那你在当地呢，不再有这种欠了别人的这个债的这个责任了，你把这些责任都解除了，你就可以自由的去到别的地方去服侍了。
So there are some basic financial principles, and I think wise financial principles we have in the Word of God, and if we would, learn to yield to them and put them into practice, it would serve us very, very well.
那这些呢就是我们讲到的一些财务的原则，我们从神的话语中呢能够找到很多这些明智的财务上的原则，我们要照着这个去做，就他们就会一定会发挥很好的功效的。
I want to thank Yanling very much for translating this difficult message. Done a wonderful job, and it's a pleasure again to be with you to share from the Word of God. I look forward to next Friday night. To teaching on another aspect of the local church.
好，非常感谢大家。这是一个比较难的话题。我很高兴今天能跟大家分享这个方面的真理。我也期待下周呢继续再给大家讲地方教会的另外一个方面。
I'm going to ask Brother Eric if he would close our time off in a word of prayer, and I thank you very much.
好，我们再请 Eric 长老做一个总结和结束的祷告。
Thank you, David. I think that was a very thorough teaching on the believer's giving.
感谢 David 弟兄哦，我觉得今天晚上是对于信徒奉献这个话题呢是一个非常全面的教导。
And indeed, it's a privilege to give, because what have we received? What have we got to give but that which we've received from the Lord?
所以我们能往外给啊，是我们的一个荣幸啊，因为我们所往外给出去的都是从神那里得来的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you did not spare anything, but you gave us your Son.
主啊，我们父神，我们感谢你，你没有为我们留下你的儿子不给我们。
Nor did he spare himself, but he gave himself for us.
他也没有留下自己不给我们，而是把他自己舍了，为我们舍了。
And we read that, how shall he not also freely give us all things if he's given us Christ?
所以我们在圣经里读到，既然父神没有留下自己的儿子不给我们，岂不把万物都白白的赐给我们吗？
We thank you, Lord, that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift.
各样的恩赐和全备的赏赐都是从你这里来的，你是一个给予者。
Lord, help each one of us with the lessons that we've learned tonight to glorify you.In those resources that you have entrusted to us.
主啊，愿你帮助我们今天用我们学到的这真理来使用你给我们的这些资源来荣耀你的名。
And then, Lord, through these lessons learned, that your name may be spread throughout the world and your name glorified wherever it's spoken.
主啊，愿我们使用这些原则使你的名能够在全地广传，使你的名能够得到荣耀。
And we give you thanks once again and bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们再一次的奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名感谢你，颂赞你。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks again, David. Appreciate
it. Thank you. It's good seeing you all again.